on Smile 90.4 FM.
Tasman owns an Airbnb. Tasman, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You must have seen it all as well. I mean, as an owner of an Airbnb, you've got guests from all over the world and all over the country that come and stay. There's some that behave themselves and there's some that don't.
Yeah.
So you get called out for both. Sometimes you get called out to come and have a look and see what's happened. And there's those people that look after places like it's their own. Mm. But then you get those hooligans that come and, Tamsin, you've seen it all. What are some of the things that get left behind in the place you own?
Well, to be honest with you, I actually had an incident this weekend. Had some guys book. Just came for the weekend and didn't leave the place in a mess. They were very respectful, cleaned up after themselves for the most part.
Yeah.
But they left a couple of things in the bathroom. They had left some shower gel, a loofah, and then a blow-up sex doll.
No.
Yeah.
These exactly. And what? That is awkward much.
Just a little.
Because how do you then get a hold of the and go, hey, sorry, you've left one of your party behind. You've left a member of your party you left behind.
It's Monday morning at this point. I've just taken it home and put it in the cupboard for now.
And you can't.
Hey, I've got one of your friends.
You've got to get rid of that. Heavens knows what's happened. I don't, yeah. Tamsin, I'm concerned for you and your well-being.
The lost and found box.
You're going to give them a small window of time this next week to claim their missing item. Otherwise,
I highly doubt they're going to. They probably won't come back for it. It's quite embarrassing. I mean, I wouldn't.
No. Well, there we go. That's one for the books. And I'm sure by now you could probably, speaking of the books, you could probably write a book on life as an owner of an Airbnb place.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, it's pretty weird because you want to be a good host, right? Because it's like a merit system. Mm. So if you're a good host, your points go up and then your place is like a preferred property. Mm. So you want to be nice. You want to be accessible to whoever's staying there. And you want them to review your place and give you a good review so that more people can come and stay there. So it's a fine balancing act all the time that you're having to do as a host of an Airbnb. Hats off to you, Tamsin. Hats off to you. And
thank you.
I don't want to deflate your week, but you're not going to believe what we've got for you now. George, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Oh, wow, you found her.
George. No. Hang on a second. I got so many questions. First of all, I want to say thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. No. I'm sorry. Wow.
I want it because you're very brave to have phoned us and admitted and said it's mine, but there's a story behind it. Okay, so
Okay.
I love a good story, and I love the fact that the Smile community is growing. We can put a subject out, and people go, that's mine. Now, George, if you've missed the story by then, you've just tuned in, but we're talking about items left behind in hotels. Tamsin said that a blow-up doll was left behind at her Airbnb in Muizenberg, and George is the owner.
Yeah.
George, what happened this weekend?
Well, first of all, she's got a name now. Okay. We decided to call her Heather.
Heather, mm-hmm. All right. Come, Heather.
Yeah, and also, not a blow-up doll. She's a synthetic intimacy companion.
Oh, of course. She's a synthetic intimacy companion.
That's it.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. What were you doing with her this? Well, what was she doing with you guys? Did you have was it a birthday? Was it a?
It was a bachelor's party.
Bachelor's party.
There you go.
I still haven't recovered, and it was amazing. And that's where I met Heather.
Tell me, Heather.
And well, I'm so embarrassed that I forgot her because, well, you know, sentimental value.
I just want to ask, who is getting married? You, George, or a friend of yours? Or who's getting married? No, the Bachelor.
I'm getting married. I'm getting married.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting married in 2 weeks' time. And it was the Bachelor's party. And, you know, I had to rinse her off. And... forgot her in the shower. It would have been too many explanations anyway. Yeah.
Well, listen, Tamsin, we've got Tamsin with us. Tamsin, you won't believe
yes,
this.
Hi.
You wouldn't believe this. We've got the owner on the line, the owner of Heather. Her name's Heather that you've got, the blow-up doll.
Oh, well, thank God. I've been worried.
It belongs to George. George is on the line with us as well.
Oh, hey, Tamsin. Thanks for taking good care of her.
George, you want Heather back?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
She got like massive sentimental value to me now.
Memories, so, you know, that's why I kept her.
Oh, thank you, Tamsin. Thank you so much. I'm glad we can reconnect lost property to its rightful owner. George and Heather have been bonding. They have the special bond that we can't take away from them. So Tamsin will arrange. We'll arrange that we can get George, his companion, back. And that we, you know, no one goes unharmed or harmed.
And ons help graag.
We're helping out here. Yes. I want to be a friend. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.